insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
All right, well, in the studio right now, I have Jeremy Irvin. He is a PhD student in the Department of Plant Science at University of Saskatchewan. Jeremy, first of all, just want to say thank you for coming in. It was you who reached out to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I saw a post on Instagram, and it was about bugs that you might find in the spring. It really interests me, so I thought, oh, I better reach out. And yeah,
absolutely. So I guess we'll start things off with a bit of an introduction. So you are a PhD student in entomology, so that is everything bug-related.
Yeah, so entomology is the study of insects. I started my graduate work on this about 2 years ago, and I recently transitioned to a PhD, but most of my research is around agricultural pests and how they can impact agricultural production. But the other side of entomology is you have all this biodiversity research and a lot of conservation of insects as well. So entomology is a very vast scientific research area, and there's a lot of really interesting things within it.
Absolutely. And I mean, there may be some people listening that instantly they'll recoil like, oh, insects, but insects can be good too.
Yeah, they are primarily good.
Well, and that's where this segment comes in. That's what this is all about. What bugs you? Where we talk about everything bug related. We're going to do this every Wednesday for the next little bit, talking about pollinators, yard care practices that invite pollinators, what might be considered pests, what might we be doing that might be inviting those pests into our house, what sorts of things insects do for us that benefit us. The list goes on. There's so many things that we can talk about, and that's what I'm excited for. Lots of different topics we're going to be covering ground on.
Yeah.
And of course, as we post these, I mean, you, the listeners, are more than welcome to ask questions. Yeah, like if somebody out there is curious about insects, but, you know, they may not have the time or the budget, or they've gone down a different career path and they're not going to pursue entomology, what's the best way to, like, start learning?
So I really encourage everyone to take a few minutes out of their week and really watch what's happening in your backyard. Get curious, you know, look under a leaf, let a flower sit a little bit longer, and you might be surprised by just how much life is really buzzing around you. And if you've never taken a bug photo before, try it this week. Just take a closer look, and take a picture, and you'll likely find something interesting.
So literally, slow down, smell the flowers, look at the bugs.
Exactly.
Well, I, for one, over the next several weeks, am really excited to get into this. Jeremy Irvin, thank you so much for this, man. Thank you for reaching out to us. Thank you for helping to make this happen. I'm hoping that the people of Saskatoon learn a little bit of something from this.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Again, this is sort of an introductory episode, so kind of giving you the lay of the land, what the vibe is going to be like. And again, yeah, for the next while here, every Wednesday at 3:30, What Bugs You? Featuring myself, Jared, and PhD entomology student, Jeremy Irvin.